Hello, hello, 안녕하세요, and welcome to the Super Simple Korean Podcast. I am your host, Hidaya Peterson, and I have been studying Korean for 4 years, primarily by myself. So this podcast is all about simplifying complicated Korean concepts and explaining them to you in simplified terms and as quickly as possible. If you like this podcast, if you like this episode, then please subscribe and share with your friends and leave a review because it makes my day. And now, on to the episode. 좀 이따 봐요. Okay, so this is actually the first day of the 20 to 20 Korean Challenge, and I kind of wanted to go into more detail and explain a little bit better what the three challenges are for, why they are so important, why it's so important to answer these. This is kind of a makeshift episode thingy. This is like a more so something that I am not 100% like. I didn't set up all of my stuff to record this. I just wanted to record it really quickly and just kind of have like a chill conversation and explain these things. So the three questions that you will need to answer, that you will see in your worksheet, if you signed up for the email, you will get a worksheet that goes into detail for this stuff. But if you are just following along the challenge and you just want to just do it for yourself and not really have to have anyone else, like not to have to stay accountable in the public eye, I guess, then you can just go ahead and just follow the hashtag on Twitter, or follow me on Twitter, and then that'll keep you up to date. But the first challenge of the 20 to 20 Korean challenge is answering these three questions and clarifying your reason behind studying Korean, because the reason that you are studying Korean needs to be compelling and motivating and inspiring enough to actually get you to keep going no matter what happens, because life is crazy. Life doesn't like us sometimes. It comes at you from right behind you and it just smacks you in the face or in the head or whatever. So it's really important that you know why you're studying Korean and what is motivating you to keep studying Korean no matter what happens, no matter how impossible or boring it gets. So the questions that you will need to answer for the first day of the challenge is, there's three questions. The first question is, why are you studying Korean? Why do you like it? What makes it appealing to you? Stuff like that. So the reason why you're studying Korean, it can be like anything. It doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be life-changing. It doesn't have to be legendary or like majestic or anything like that. It doesn't have to be this big crazy reason that moves mountains and just touches hearts. Like, it can be as simple as like, I want to understand Korean dramas. Like me, like my initial reason, there were a lot of things that built up and actually made me finally decide to start studying Korean. But the reason why I actually decided to start it, like the thing that kind of tipped me over into actually just studying the language, was honestly, at first it was I wanted to sing along with Boy in Love, the BTS, because I absolutely friggin' loved Namjoon's rap. Like, it just seemed so smooth and so different from what I was used to. Because, you know, I don't know, Western rap is just, to me, Western rap is boring compared to Korean rap. I love how it sounds more poetic and stuff like that. So, yeah, that was my original reason. So, yeah, the initial reason that I started studying Korean was actually because Kim Namjoon and his awesome rap in Boy in Love kind of got me hooked, and I really wanted to sing along with them. But yeah, so then the next question is, why is this so important to you? And for me, for example, it became important to me because at first it wasn't that important. I didn't really care that much. I literally studied Hangul because people told me it was easy and they were just like, just learn the freaking just learn the alphabet, you know. I didn't actually have any plans to actually start studying the actual language until it became my reason, until I could not sign up for the BTS fan cafe, and that was annoying the crap out of me because it was so complicated and there was no English translation because of two things. The first thing was there was no translation, okay? So because there was no translation, I couldn't get in, duh. But there was also a problem because, like, you could not share the questions for the fan cafe to people. Like, you could not share them. Like, it was, like, literally, like, kind of illegal to share them. Like, it's against the cafe rules to share them. And so because of that, nobody shared the actual, like, questions. And also another thing was that I think the questions were
where, like, they changed, kind of, like, they rotated. I'm not sure. I don't remember correctly. I haven't signed up for a fan cafe in ages. And another thing was that their freaking fan cafe questions to level up and stuff like that were so hard and just, oh my god, like, honestly, I remember looking at it and thinking, who the actual heck knows this much about y'all? Like, who the actual heck is gonna remember what person said this specific phrase when and in what video and why? Like, I was so annoyed, honestly. Now that I've been in fandoms, like, for a long time, I can understand how that's possible, but at the time, I was like, bruh, like, I am not doing this. But it annoyed me enough to make me want to actually become fluent enough to get into the fan cafe. And then on the other hand, it actually brought me, it made me motivated even more because I had stumbled upon an article that talked about how Rap Monster, aka RM, aka Kim Namjoon, really, really, like, he studied Korean and he studied English and got fluent in English by watching Friends. And I was just like, all right, look, listen, look, if he can get fluent in English by watching Friends, I can get fluent in Korean with all of these amazing free resources that I can find online. Like, if he can do it, so can I. What is there? Like, I can do it. So that's why it became important to me. And then even that, like, another, like, just to add to that was, I really wanted, by the way, the birds are having so much fun singing today. They're so happy. But another reason why it became important to me was actually because I had built a connection with them through all of this, like, process. I had built a connection with BTS, and they kind of became people that I looked up to, especially Namjoon. I still look up to him like an older brother, honestly. Like, I really, really want to be able to meet him one day and, like, speak to him with my Korean, because I want to be like, you know, hey, like, I learned Korean really well. Not like, oh, I learned Korean for you. It's like, I learned Korean to a level of fluency and you were one of the inspirations behind it. And because he inspired me so much through all of that, I was just like, gosh, I need to learn this language. Like, I need to learn it. And looking back now, I realized that was kind of, like, the main thing that kept me going, because I did not ever envision myself going to Korea. I still haven't gone to Korea, and so, you know, having that type of goal for me, that would not have been motivating enough then to be able to speak to them, whether they came here, whether I was in a different country traveling and I saw them or something like that, you know, something like that. I don't know. It motivated me a lot more than if I were to be like, I'm gonna go to Korea and get a job. Like, I hate working anyways, so that's not even gonna, like, that's definitely not gonna motivate me. And then the third question is, what do you want to use Korean to do? I feel like this is so important. This is a really important part of your reason, because once you know why you're doing it, once you know why it's important to you, you really need to know what you're gonna do with it. And for me, for a lot of people, actually, a lot of people want to become translators or interpreters, or they want to study abroad, or they want to live abroad and work abroad. But for me, my thing at the time was actually I wanted to write books in Korean, and I also wanted to be a translator and an interpreter. Actually, I wanted to be a translator more than an interpreter, because, like, I'm like stage shy, but you know, I really wanted to be a translator and a book writer, an author in Korean, a 작가, a 작가. That's what I wanted to be, and that's what I wanted to use Korean to do. Nowadays, it's actually more so to teach and to help other people, and just really to make, like, friends and connections with different parts of the language and stuff like that. And another thing that I wanted to note, actually, about the whole why are you studying Korean part, the first question, I mentioned, you know, like, some, like, sub questions that can kind of fit into it, which is like, well, why do you like it? What makes it so appealing to you? What caught your attention about it and stuff like that. These, like, don't feel pressured to have, like, this crazy amazing goal or reason for studying Korean. Like, it doesn't have to be groundbreaking. Like, when I first started studying Korean, I felt so left out of the loop, because I was just like, oh my god, the whole reason that I want to learn Korean is because of BTS. Like, everybody's gonna think I'm a Koreaboo. And they did, honestly, they did. My whole family did. My whole family didn't even know what a Koreaboo was, and they still called me a Koreaboo because they just learned the word somewhere, who knows. But so, like, don't think that it has to be groundbreaking or crazy or big. I mean, if you have this crazy ambitious, this crazy goal, this crazy reason that's like, you know, you want to go to Korea and you want to, I don't know, like, I don't know, fix the economy or something, and you want to use Korean in the process, then go ahead. Yeah, that's cool. That is a great goal. But for me, it was something as simple as, you know, I want to speak to Kim Namjoon fluently, and that's that, you know? So yeah, that was like, it wasn't a goal. It wasn't a goal. It was more of a reason. Now, these can also be considered as goals, but please don't consider these as goals, because goals is the next part of this challenge. This part is just figuring out why, like the motivation. And you know, once you've answered all these questions and you've answered them truthfully and like very, very truthfully and honestly, write them down. Like, don't just listen to this and think, yep, that's why. Yep, that's why. No, I want you to actually write down these on pen with a pen and paper or pencil and paper. I prefer a pen because you can't erase pen. Pen and paper. Or you could, like I said, you can sign up for the challenge, the official challenge, which I'll link in the description of the podcast episode. You can find it there, and you can get the worksheet, and you can download the worksheet, and you can print it out, and you can write on it, or you could just like look at the questions and then write on it. I know I do that 99% of the time. Whenever I get a freebie, I just be like, I don't feel like printing that out right now, so I just grab a piece of paper and write it down. But yeah, no, once you answer all these questions and you're clear on the reason why you're studying Korean, I guarantee you there will be this fire, like this fire that just lights up in your heart and makes you really, really want to just keep going. And it's important that you also reconnect with this why, this reason, very often, because when you forget it, that's when you start to get demotivated, that's when you start to procrastinate, that's when you start to quote unquote have no time, that's when everything seems like it's more important than studying Korean. If you don't feel like learning Korean is worth your while, if you don't feel like it's something that is important to you, that will actually get you somewhere and make you do things in your life that you will love to do, maybe you don't love your life now. Maybe there's something about your life now that you feel like would be so much better if you had the skill of speaking Korean. Hold on to that and make sure you know that. Make sure you can reconnect with that often. If it's not every day, that's fine. I read something before, and I've heard a lot of, you know, people who succeed in whatever area of life they want to succeed, they look at their goals every single day. I can't do that because I am lazy. I'm like the type of person that's like, I'm gonna look at my goals, I'm gonna write them down, I'm gonna do all this, and then like 5 days later I'm like, oh crap. But so long as you've reconnected them as often as possible, then that will sink into your subconscious and it will sink into your heart, and you will start to just keep going, 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 no matter what. Right now, what I'm looking at is my Korean books, my Korean collection that I built up over 3 years, and I'm very proud of them. I have my notebooks and I'm so proud of them. And you know, occasionally I go back and I look at my progress and I'm like, well, that was amazing. That drove me. That's what got me here. But I lost my, you know, my reason, I lost my why about like this year, the beginning of this year, because I stopped standing BTS as much. I was like really obsessed with BTS and I stopped being so obsessed with them. And I realized that when that obsession kind of went, I needed a new reason to keep studying Korean. And for a time, it was to teach it because I realized how inspiring I could be. You probably hear my siblings crying. Let's ignore that. anyways, I realized how inspiring I could be with my by teaching, and that kept me. And then school got in the way, and then I couldn't teach anymore because it required me leaving the house on a weekend. And yeah, so that was like the originally, you know, that was why. And now it's a new thing. Now I'm just really trying to, same thing, teaching, but also dealing with the mindset and the study habits and things like that behind learning Korean. Like, I'm not here to, oh, I mean, sometimes I will, but I'm not here to give you, like, you know, I'm not here to give you lessons 100%. I am here to be like the person next to you that kind of helps you kick you out of a slump and keeps you going and stuff like that. But yes, that was a little bit of a ramble, but I'm going to end this now. Now, let me just remind you the three questions that you have to answer today, your quote unquote homework. I really apologize for my siblings. Your homework today is, yes, okay, awkward cut, but your homework for today is to answer these three questions. The first question, why are you studying Korean? Which is like, why do you like it? What makes it appealing to you? What caught your attention about it? And stuff like that. Write it down in however way you want to write it down, but just write it down. right? And then the second one is, why is this so important to you? Why is this reason so important to you? Maybe it's not important to you right now. Fine. If it's not like that important to you, and you think it's something that you might just kind of like blur out as time goes by, then find something to make it important, you know, like do some research, find some reasons to be addicted to Korean, to be like obsessed with it. And then the last thing is, what do you want to use Korean to do? There is something, you know, nobody just, you know, a lot of us, nobody does anything without a reason, you know? Nobody does anything without this kind of end goal, without this end goal. I'm gonna say end goal, but no one does anything just to do it, you know? There was someone that I saw on Twitter recently, and they said the reason why they study Korean, I mean, not Korean, the reason why they study languages is because they are obsessed with the process of learning the language. The reason why they learn the reason why they are learning the language, or they love learning languages, because they love the process. They love watching themselves progress in the language more and more. And I think that's amazing, honestly, because there was actually a point when that was me with Chinese. And honestly, I can't speak it now to save my life, but there was a point when I was just like, gosh, like I just love being able to slowly understand more and more and more the more that I expose myself to it. And so if you don't have a reason yet, like if you don't have a goal yet, then figure it out, you know, like find something, do research for it. So that is, what do you want to use Korean to do? Like I said, I wanted to write books in Korean. I wanted to translate through Korean. You might want to be a translator. You might want to be an interpreter. You might want to work abroad, study abroad. You might want to visit the country all the time. You might want to marry a Korean. You might want to, I don't know. There's a million one things that you can think of. Like, what do you want to use Korean to do? There's a part in your life that you feel would be so much better if you could speak Korean. That's it right there. That's that reason. So anyways, yes, this was an impromptu episode that honestly, I'm not even sure if I'm going to upload it at this point because there were so many interruptions, and I hope that didn't disrupt your listening experience. If anything, I hope it makes you feel casual and feel like you're just kind of sitting in the room having a cup of tea or coffee or whatever it is that you like to drink and just chilling with me and having a chat. That would be ideal, but you know, in some cases that's probably not right. But anyways, thank you so much for joining. And if you have not signed up for the challenge, the 20-day Korean challenge, I'm not begging you, but like it would be really freaking nice if you signed up. Like I would be really, really happy. You would make me the happiest girl ever. And also you would get some really awesome, awesome, awesome content going your way. I am just about to send out the email for the first day that's going to have the worksheet and everything in it that goes along with the challenge for today. So that is going to be awesome, and I really hope you sign up. If you don't sign up for the challenge, then that's fine. You can just follow me on Twitter and follow the hashtag on Twitter. It is hashtag 20-20 Korean challenge, and that would be so awesome for me. I really want to see your progress. Make sure that if you do follow the challenge, that you upload your progress. You upload three things. There's actually three things that I would like for you to do. The first thing is, of course, to tag me. The second thing is to use the hashtag. And the third thing is to study every single day and give me a little snippet of what you learned today. That would be really, really cool. And that would be a way for you to not only look back on your progress and see, oh, wow, I learned this and this and this, but also it's a way to solidify what you learned for once and for all. Because once you are able to teach it yourself, that means that you've understood it fully. So, yep. Don't forget to follow, of course, follow me on Twitter, because I just mentioned that I'm on Twitter at hedaya_p, that is HEDAYA_p. And then you can follow the podcast, which is SSK_podcast. I forgot that last time I said SSK podcast, but it's actually SSK_podcast. And that's it. That's all I got for you. You can also go to the blog at lingolobby.com, lingolobby.com, for more blog posts and more information about this here challenge. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I cannot wait to see you next week. If you like these kind of podcast episodes, let me know, because like there's the birds chirping in the background, there's my siblings in the background, my dad knocked on the door in the like and I had to like stop and then go and talk to him and then come back, and like everything just kind of happened. And just like, you know, it's like a casual conversation with a friend, and I like this. But if you don't like it, please tell me. If it's weird to listen to things like this with all this noise around, please tell me and I will change it, and I will go back to the studio style type recording. But yeah. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week. 안녕히 가세요. 안녕히 계세요. 나는 여기 가세요. 안녕히 계세요. 다음에 또 봐요. Bye bye.